Listening Library presents The Boys in the Boat, the true story of an American team's epic journey to win gold at the 1936 Olympics by Daniel James Brown. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. A note from the author. Ever since The Boys in the Boat was first published, I have been traveling around the country talking to people about the story. When I first started, I quickly noticed that most of the people in my audiences were quite old. Some of them, in fact, were old enough to remember the events at the heart of the story, even though those events took place almost 80 years ago. But lately, something interesting has begun to happen. More and more young people have begun to show up at my book talks. Often these younger people join with the older people, coming up to the front of the room to have their books signed. Frequently, they pause at the signing table just to tell me how much they enjoyed the story and what it means to them personally. It sometimes seems strange to me to have a 90-year-old grandma and a 12-year-old student standing next to each other in front of me at the signing table, but listening to what both groups of readers have to say about the story, I have begun to understand. Some things are timeless. At first glance, this may seem to be a story about a time and place that is very different from the time and place you live in. After all, the young men at the center of this story dressed very differently than you and your friends do. They talked differently. They drove cars that look now as if they belong in museums. They sang songs that sound corny to our modern ears. They thought a radio was a marvel of modern technology. They lived through world events that now seem almost like ancient history. But here's the thing. The boys in the boat were just that, boys.